You're listening to the Youth Crit Podcast on KHZ Network. Find us on Facebook at DecibelUNG Radio and find us on Twitter at DecibelUNG. If you like this episode, please leave a like and comment on our iTunes page at KHZ Network. And now for the podcast.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Youth Critic Interviews. I'm your host, Kale Smith, and today I'm not going to take so long to introduce myself or what I've been doing this week because you should have already seen the last episode, but just a quick recap. I got to do press interviews for the 42nd Annual Atlanta Film Festival, so I got to do red carpet interviews and also watch movies for the KHZ Network site and podcast channel. So, cool stuff, and I got to do it with two really cool people this time for this second episode. Christopher Daniel from The Burton Wire and Maria Jackson from ShakeFire.com. So, Saturday, I got to interview the family members and director Sam Pollan, documentary Maynard. Please enjoy the first interview we did with director Sam Pollard.
So introduce us again. Bring us here.
I'm Sam Pollard here. I'm at the Atlanta Film Festival with the documentary Maynard. I was brought onto the project a few years ago by Wendy Jackson and Maynard Jackson III, Maynard's junior son. And it was one of these jobs that I felt a real honor to be asked to direct. Because to tell the story of Maynard Jackson, an important revolutionary figure in this city, who did so much for Atlanta, making it the premier city in the South, I felt it was important to tell the story. And I always tell the story that one of the first films I ever worked on when I was 25 was a little documentary about three black mayors, Tom Bradley, Coleman Young, and the third one was Maynard Jackson. So I was introduced to him at a very young age, and I knew how important he was.
You talked a lot last time when I interviewed you about finding the humanity in your subjects, really bringing that emotion to the screen. Take me through, what did you see in yourself that was literally a part of Maynard's legacy, and what kind of parallels do you draw from that?
Well, I don't know if I see much. I mean, the parallel I see is simply this, that as a man of color, African-American, he had ambitions and dreams, and he wanted to make a difference, which has always been my mantra, to make a difference being in the film business, being a person of color in the film business at a time when there weren't as many, and to help try to shepherd a new generation of people of color. Maynard was here also to help shepherd in the fact that this city should understand and recognize the talents of African-American people, which makes them invaluable and important to the history of this city and the history of America.
So when you were going back and forth with the family and the estate trying to get the story together, what did those conversations look like?
The conversation was always to show who Maynard was as a mayor and as a man. And as I said to you when I did the Sammy interview for you, I'm always looking to understand the persons, who they were in terms of the complexity of their lives. I didn't want to just do a whitewash that Maynard was the greatest man of all time. I wanted to show that he was a great man, but he was also a human being.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
How long did it take to make the movie?
The film altogether took about 3 years. 3 years to make. The family started raising money in 2015, and we finished late last year.
As a production major, what kickstarted the production itself? Like, what was the thing that got everyone excited?
It was the family who wanted this film to be made. So when Wendy and Maynard III reached out to me and said they wanted to do a film about his father, I had them send me some material, send me a book that I read. And after I read that book and sort of thinking back to what I knew about Maynard Jackson, I thought it was an important film to make.
So in that regard, how did the family respond? How was the family helpful throughout the production after the photographs, like after all the material?
They helped raise the money.
Oh, great. Congrats.
They made it happen.
Nice. There are so many things to choose from with a legacy like Maynard's. How do you go about picking what to pick up and what to leave behind?
You look at his chronology and you see what you think is important. You try to find people who can talk about specific events in his life. You can't do everything in his life, but I think we covered a lot. You'll see tonight.
was by far like the most revealing moment to you in this process? Or what did you find out about Maynard that you really didn't know at first?
I think the most revealing moment was the difficult and complex relationship he had with his son, Buzzy. You know, that was revealing. And, you know, I think there was a lot of pain on both sides in terms of the fact they didn't connect until later in Buzzy's life. You know, that was revealing. And the fact that people would talk about it.
And what do you want people to take away from the project?
That this is a wonderful Valentine to Maynard Jackson and to the city of Atlanta.
Absolutely. Thank you so much again.
Wait, one more question. When does the movie come out?
I think it's going to do a theatrical here in the city starting in May. I'm not sure the dates. Wendy knows.
All right. That was the interview with director Sam Pollan. Thank you all for listening. You can find me on Twitter at MovieKale. You can also follow the podcast at Youth Critic. You can also follow the channel that distributes this podcast at KHZ Network. Thank you. You can follow Christopher Daniel at Journalistry. And you can also follow Maria Jackson at _Roxy_. All right, everyone. We will be back with you momentarily with other interviews from Maynard.